Wednesday night, Chof Cheshvat, Far Halacha. Okay, do a little Chosha Mishpat tonight. So if two people are walking or running, both of them in the street, they bump into each other, so the mazik is potter. I mean, one person got nizik, so you would call the other person the mazik. But if they were both, if it wasn't the kavon, if it wasn't intentional, and they bumped into each other, whether they were both walking, which they're allowed to do, or running, which they're not supposed to do, but they're both on the same level, then the mazik, so the mazik, meaning the one who caused the damage to the other one, is potter, if he didn't do it intentionally. But if one of them is doing it what's called birshus and one shalo birshus, then the mazik is, then if the one shalo birshus is the mazik, then he's chayev. And if the one that's the nizik is shalo birshus, then of course the mazik is potter. This has ramifications with cars, because the equivalent of being birshus and shalo birshus is, let's say, a person driving the wrong way on a one-way street, or maybe straddling the lanes on a highway. Birshus would be in your lane, and once you're like swerving from lane to lane, it's probably like rots, which is shalo birshus, and therefore accidents which happen, which with cars bumping into one another, these halachas of birshus and shalo birshus and shneim birshus and echad shalo birshus, and the p'tur of mazik, if it wasn't done intentionally, in a case where either they're both the same or the nizik is shalo birshus, certainly has ramifications in such cases. Okay.